Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor, the show with all news, rumors, and interviews. This is your host, Wayne Benitez. We're about to start off the year of 2014 with our special guest, ladies and gentlemen, women's wrestler, Nia.
Hi, Wayne. How are you guys? Thank you for having me.
It's an honor for you to be on here. And I'm glad you decided to come on. It's hard to get you from your busy schedule.
No, thank you so much for the invitation. It's more so an honor to be on the show as opposed to the other way around. So thank you so much for the invitation.
That's an honor. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh, absolutely. Every family has their kicks, whether that be football or you come from a hunting family or whatever the case may be, mine happened to be wrestling. And that's what we did.
I understand also you had it. You played at point guard in high school and other sports also?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. How did you know? Well, thanks for taking the time to know those little details. But absolutely, I grew up playing sports in high school. I was a point guard for my basketball team. And when I graduated high school, I had the opportunity to either play basketball on the collegiate level or softball, to play softball, and I grew up, I continued my college education through a softball scholarship, played 4 years for a NCAA team, Division I, and then went on to Australia and Japan to play professionally.
Yes, that's wonderful, definitely. That could have led you on to being in the business also.
Yeah, I did, actually. I was in Japan. I got signed to play in Japan for a little while. And while I was there, I couldn't read anything. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't do anything. I had never felt so illiterate in my life. The only thing that was ever on was baseball or wrestling, and I kind of fell back into it. And I was just amazed on what I saw, and then decided, hey, that's what my next thing's going to be. That's what I'm going to do.
And you got your training started at Wild Samoan school?
Yeah, so what happened is that I was in Japan, and I was trying to think of my next move. I had graduated college. I spent, you know, a year and a half or so just moving around, you know, traveling around to different countries. And my dad was actually my biggest supporter in the move or the transition. So I kind of used my education to get me a full-time job, and I researched schools, wrestling schools in the country, and of course, Wild Samoan Training Center is the absolute best, and I made the move to Allentown, Pennsylvania from New Mexico, and I've been here ever since.
Wonderful. What are your memories of Samu and Alpha?
They're great. I can't really ever describe the gratitude or the camaraderie that they've bestowed upon me. It's been an absolute blessing working with them, and their old school ways and their old school techniques and their mentality. It's not so much just wrestling moves. It's also in their stories. It's also in their teachings, in their words. I feel like anyone can teach you a back bump, you know, but what Samu does and what Alpha does, they give you a home and they make you feel welcome and they treat you like family, all while giving you the best wrestling education you can get, bar none, by anybody. And that's what I've been so lucky to be involved with.
Yes, and it's so much like a family atmosphere, their training center also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like a training, like a family atmosphere, and you have so many different students and so many different people from such different walks of life, you know, and we all somehow have this weird tick in us and, like, something in our brain that just gives us joy and beating ourselves up, and that we all found a home and a safe place to do that at, and that's the Wild Samoan Training Center. Some of the best friends and the greatest people that I've met in my life have come from the training center itself.
Yes. You also had a graduate of Team Taz Dojo also?
Oh, yeah. I worked with Taz, and I work with Mike Mitchell, their manager of operations, and their personal, you know, our operations personal trainer. And, it, oh, my gosh, that was like a graduate, like, it was like graduate-level wrestling school. You know, you go to college, you get your basics, you work on your technique and you work on moves, but, like, being able to work with Taz was like going to, like, a graduate school and coming back to your home and being able to hone those skills that you learned out there. And Taz, I can't, like, everyone that I've been so fortunate to meet in my little path, I'm incredibly lucky. And Taz is incredibly intense. Like, I can't remember the last time I was so intimidated to sit in a room, you know, waiting for this man to enter, and within 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, within, you know, 15 seconds, like, you knew exactly what he was about, what he came with. You could see his passion. You felt his intensity. Oh, my gosh, it was ridiculous. But it was amazing. I don't say ridiculous in a bad way. I just mean, like, I was blown away, you know, because you don't get that. You don't get that every day, so it was great.
Right. Yeah, we've seen him usually fans. Seen him on past Tough Enough as a trainer and mentor also.
Yeah, yeah, and he's great, and you know, and you never see his eyes. You know what I mean? Like, you never see his eyes because you know, every time you see him, he has his signature sunglasses on, or you know, he's, you know, deep into an interview or doing radio, you know, radio work, interview work, whatever the case may be. But when I worked with him at his dojo, and you know, going through his training, like he didn't wear the glasses, so it was kind of like, it was great to see, to look into his eyes, and just by looking at his eyes, like, you feel that same intensity, and you wanted to give everything you wanted in that moment, and whatever you felt that you didn't have, he definitely brought it out of you.
Yes, definitely a good experience.
Yeah.
What are your memories of working with and WSU?
WSU has been it's been my number one priority, and I've really grown up within that company, you know, and to be around the likes of Mercedes Martinez and Angel Orsini and Nikki Rocks and Rain and Jazz and all these women that has like years and years of experience, and like they were really like pioneers to my individual wrestling generation, you know, and being able to work with them or watch them and see how they interact, you know, behind the curtain and see how they are so passionate about their craft, you know, like it's inspiring really. Like, and I'm not just saying that as a wrestling fan, I'm saying that as a professional, because the lengths that they will go for their craft and to show their passion is incredible. And there's so much more that you learn just by keeping your mouth shut and keeping your ears open and watching. Girls, they don't talk about it. They are about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't need to talk about what they're going to do. They
right.
Just do it. And it's amazing to watch. And I hope to someday be able to wrestle at that caliber, because it really is motivating, it's inspiring, and it's like, I can't even find the right words, but it's like girl power, you know what I mean? Like, go ahead, girl, you know, because they don't care. They just do what they do, and you're going to like it, and that's it.
It's like that company is so much top-notch in everything.
Yeah, and like WSU, they're promoting factors that they take like hometown girls, you know what I mean, and they build them and to make them stars, you know what I mean. Like they don't work off of just names and you know that kind of marketing. They take core girls and they try to build them up. That's how so many other women came up in that company. And you have the veterans that are in that locker room that help and finesse us younger generation to get up on their level, which is, you know, which is great, because it's a camaraderie, it's a teamwork, it's a you give, it's a dance, you know, and it comes together there.
Yes. What are your memories of former promoter Sean McCaffrey and new promoter Drew Cordura?
I both have really great experiences with them both. Like, they, you know, I don't have anything bad to say. Like, they both, I've been lucky to the fact that they both treated me as a professional. You know, they worked with me, they helped me, they gave me a platform, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about just having a place to work and a working environment that's positive and professional. And that's what it is. That's what it's always been, regardless, you know, of you know, I don't have a Twitter, I don't have anything like that, so I don't know what goes on out there. But what I know is that From the day I stepped into WSU, I have been treated with nothing but respect from everybody. You know what I'm saying? Either way. You know, and for that, I'm lucky. I'm truly, truly lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What are your memories of working with Jaina?
I'm sorry?
What are your memories of working with Jaina?
Jaina,
yes.
You know, Jaina is like a rock, seriously. Like, she has been around for so long. She's a WSU Hall of Famer, you know, and to still be coming, you know, and for someone, she's going to school, she works full-time, you know, and she's on the grind like a lot of us are, and she always still finds time to get back to the WSU locker room or to work with the younger girls and to still be out there, you know, rolling around, bumping around, and it's like, well, you know, it's like, look at you, Jaina, okay, you know what I mean? So if she's still doing it, hell, I need to step my game up so that I can be on that same level, you know what I mean? Because if she's not complaining, well, then hell, I should not be complaining, you know what I mean?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, a whole lot.
Okay, yeah, because, and, you know, I've enjoyed working with her a lot. She was actually, like, my first wrestling match with a female, you know, because when I graduated the Wild Samoan Training Center, I was the only girl training, I was the only girl in the company, so, you know, I was working a lot with a lot of my train mates, and they were guys, and working with men and working with women is night and day. You know, they're completely two different styles, two different ways, two different techniques. And so Jaina was actually my first female wrestling match, you know, and she, you know, she took care of me, and, you know, I'll always be appreciative for that.
Yes. Also, you was also working with Jennifer Cruz also.
Yeah, Jennifer, that's my girl. She's awesome. Yeah.
So remember that stipulation in WSU, loser leaves also.
You know, I think about that every day, and at this point, I have nothing else to say about it. You know, people have seen the videos, people have seen the match. You haven't seen the match, you can YouTube it. That was my match all the way through. All the way through, and Jennifer Cruz, and that's just a testament to how, you know, Jennifer Cruz's MO is and how she operates, and for her to just slide through like that, you know, you could, throughout the course of the match, I had that match, hands down. What's done is done.
And how was it like working at WSWC4?
Wayne, WSWC4 is my home. Oh my gosh, like, our fans here, I see them down the street at the Price Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not so much just like a company, it's a family, because our fans that come, they are so loyal. They come in the snow, they come in the rain, they come, whatever the case may be, they're every first Saturday of the month with their signs, and, you know, our packed audience, and they are cheering and booing and supporting, and they really have seen me from day one to now. You know, they have really seen me grow as a professional. I take what I do in professional wrestling very seriously. I consider it my craft. I consider it art. It's my form of art, and they take me serious as an artist, and, you know, they just truly love what we do. So if anybody has seen me, you know, from day one, it's them. And if anybody has seen me grow and seen me for good, for the good I've done, for the bad I've done, for the ugly that I've done, everything, it's there. And it's a family. So I could see them in the stands on Saturday night and then at the Price Right, you know, come Wednesday afternoon when, you know, I need to make a quick run to the grocery store. That's how we operate.
And also, what are your memories of Napalm Bomb?
Oh, Napalm. Oh, my gosh. He is so strong. Have you seen him wrestle? Like, have you seen him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you need to see him in person.
Definitely all over the Northeast and here in Maryland also. He's definitely a good worker.
Right. He's huge, right? Like, the way he looks on video or camera, I feel like that doesn't touch or doesn't do him justice. But what he's like to what he is like in real life. Like, he's huge. He's like a beast. He's like a monster. He's all like muscle. And when I worked with him, I went for like a springboard crossbody. He caught me and straight up just pressed me up above his head. Just, you know, I didn't, like, I was a feather. And then of course he threw me out over the ring. Like, he just threw me like a doll. But nonetheless, you know, like, he is he has an amazing stature, and he's not a very nice guy, to say the least.
Yeah, he definitely has his work cut out.
Yeah, he does, and I feel like if you don't know what Napalm Bomb you're getting that day. Like, it just depends on his mood. You know what I mean? Because he could change with the blink of an eye, and I just happen to catch him on the wrong day, but that doesn't mean anything to me. Nothing in my opinion. I'm still not going to back down. I'm still not going to quit. I'm still going to do what I'm there to do, you know what I mean? Because I'll never stop being Naya, you know, regardless of who it is. You know, I'll never stop being myself, and, you know, if that means an Napalm Bomb, then that means an Napalm Bomb.
What are your memories of working with Mercedes Martinez?
Mercedes Martinez is actually the first woman I had ever, like, really researched. Because before I really got into, you know, professional wrestling, I wanted to check out the network and see the industry for what it was and who were the key players, how did it work, just from an audience perspective, before I even attempted to even try my hand at it. And a name that was synonymous in all of my searches was Mercedes Martinez. So I started watching a lot of her stuff. I started reading a bunch about her, and, you know, she's really from a professional point of view, like, she's someone I idolize. Like, if I could just attain a smidget of her success, then, you know what, I've done more in professional wrestling than I ever could have imagined. And from a personal perspective, she really is hands down the most humble and down-to-earth person you will meet. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. If you cross her or you catch her on a right night, she will come at you with fists of fury. Don't get me wrong, you know. But by the same token, she's someone that really believes in what we do as women and as professional wrestlers. And for as much as she puts in to what she does, she gives back 10 times more. And to see her work in the ring and to see how she operates and carries herself outside of the ring, that itself is truly, truly inspirational.
And she definitely deserves right now to be in the big two of WWE or TNA.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last thing. Could you repeat that?
She definitely, with all the work she does in every women's company, she belongs in the big two of WWE and TNA.
Oh, right, hands down. She's on my vote. That's where I believe she should definitely be. I've seen her wrestle dudes. I've seen her, you know, be in ladder matches. I've seen her be in, like, I think she holds the record for, like, longest match ever. Her and Lexus actually set a record with their match. You know, she does it all. you know, and it's like, wow, right. How do you do that? You know?
Right. And she definitely been Women's Wrestler of the Year from TWI on numerous occasions.
Exactly. And I think if anything, you know, I think what fans would truly benefit from is, like, they can look at it, you know, from, you know, the normal eye and just see that she's an amazing wrestler. Anybody can see that, you know, but also look past, like, all these accolades that she's attained and understand that it's not just her amazing wrestling ability, you know what I mean? It's also her psychology. It's her mind. Like, she has a wrestler's mind and how passionate she is about her craft, and it's there's a reason for all of these accolades, and you don't have to, she doesn't have to talk to you about it. She just shows it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I definitely got so furious along with others that she got turned down from WWE and TNA basically because she didn't have the Barbie doll look.
Yeah, see, I don't know anything about that. I think that was way before I even jumped in. But I'll tell you what, right. Like, she's business, you know what I mean? And
right.
She looks the part, and she is the part, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Right. And another one with an athletic background.
Yeah, and she comes from athletic background, too. Her and I, like, we're actually, we've become good friends, you know what I mean? We don't see each other all the time, but I feel like, you know, I'm lucky enough to have this mutual respect with her, and we like to, she's a Latina, I'm a Latina, we're both very passionate about our backgrounds and our heritages. I'm Mexican, she's Puerto Rican, but somehow we find a middle ground, and we make it work, you know, but it's all good, it's all fun, and, you know, I think, you know, the only time I get to talk to her or see her now, like, I have to go outside of the country. You know, she's so busy. You know, the last time I saw her was in Canada, you know, and I don't even see her in the States anymore.
Yes. She's been all over the U.S. and other places.
Yes, right? Like, talk about stamps on a passport. But, yeah, that's good old Mercedes Martinez.
Yeah, and what are your memories of working in MCW?
MCW is great. If I could be there every day, I would. You know, I totally would. The locker rooms that I've been around, like, you know, the MCW, WSU, WXDC4, they all have, like, a similar foundation of just a very tight-knit locker room, and that carries over in the production of the show. And I feel like from an audience perspective, you just experience a great show because of it. Everybody at MCW has been nothing but respectful. A lot of the locker rooms from MCW comes to WXWC4 on a monthly basis. So I see those guys, you know, every month, and we joke around every month, and it's just like a big party every time we see them, you know, or we see each other. MCW, I wish I could get back there more often. My goal for 2014 is to be around them, to be there more often, having a chance to work with the females that are down that way, and continue just living the dream.
Right. And definitely, what are your memories of also you debuted at Shine in the past working with Marty Bell?
Mm-hmm.
And how was that experience working with a company like Shine?
Oh, Shine, it was like nerve-wracking, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, every time I get into the ring or before I go outside the curtain, you know, before I go through the curtain, it's there's nerves, you know, and it's perfectly natural. I think if you don't get nerves anymore, then you know, that's not a good sign. But for me, when I have nerves, I'm like, great, sweet. It's go time, you know, in the moment I step through, then, you know, slowly they'll fade away. But when I went to go work for Shine, you know, my nerves were a little bit more intense than what they usually are, you know. And those are those moments where, as a professional, you dream of, you know, like, all right, it's go time. You know, you know what you can do. You know what you're capable of. Either put up or shut up. Naya, you know, if you're going to do this, you better go and you better do it full out, you know, because those girls, you know, are still the same, a lot of the same girls that, you know, built WSU. You have Rain, you have Nikki Rocks, you have Jazz, you have Amazing Kong, you have Mercedes Martinez. Like, the list goes on and on. So it's like, come, you got to rise to their caliber for on nights like that. And everybody, the management was super, amazingly respectful and extremely professional. Their production team, far ahead of like so many other broadcast teams, that I was blown away just watching them set up and watching them do their thing. And to walk away with my inaugural, to walk away in my inaugural time at Shine and walk away with a victory was just icing on the cake.
Definitely a good promotion for women's talent is that they put on the mat. It's just so women wrestling has so much is getting over so much for the last 7 years.
Yeah, it's become very popular, and I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if it's so much like getting over. What I'm saying is maybe it's, in my opinion, it's more like it's final. People are finally noticing what has been there all along. Just hardworking females that truly care about the craft, truly care about the profession, and take themselves seriously. You know, what the women are doing now, and because of the pioneers that have come before us, like, it's just all starting to come together, and people are noticing it. You know, these women put their bodies on the line. They sacrifice time away from their own families. Some of these women are moms. Some of these women are going to school. They're working full-time to support themselves, and they're finding time to do this when they do, you know, and putting their bodies through it. So it's been here, and it's great that it's reached the level that it has, and it's starting to get the exposure and the respect that it deserves.
Yes. Do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and RX, or Ring of Honor on your when you have time?
To be honest, I don't watch. I don't really. If we're talking about when I have time, it's like, there's not enough time in a day. I watch when I can. I'm always going to be a fan first. That's what I, you know, that's what I advocate. I'm always a fan first because that's just what attracted me to the industry in the first place. But if I see it recently, I watch it when I can. You know, unfortunately, that's not very often because of my own individual workload and my own individual schedule with school and the army and with the work. So when I can, of course. And I love to see it. The women are getting more time. They're getting more exposure. They're getting more storylines. They're getting more everything. So a move, more time for them, and a move in the positive direction in the bigger industries, in the bigger companies, is even more of a win for women in the industry of professional wrestling as a whole.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I thought I lost you there.
Oh, no. I was just saying that I watch when I watch TNA, I watch WWE when I can, absolutely, and when I do, that the women are getting more time in the ring, they're getting more time on TV, there's more, you know, there's just more opportunities for them and than they're, what they're used to, and because of that, it's just a win entirely for women's wrestling.
True. I agree with you 100%.
That's pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah, we're running out of time. Do you have any plugs you want to give for upcoming shows?
I watch a wrestling for WXWC4 this coming Saturday. This coming Saturday, January 11th. February 1st, we will be in Mountainville Memorial in Allentown, PA. And just want to thank you for inviting me on the show. It's because of platforms like your show and broadcasts that kind of give a voice to us wrestlers, and, you know, anything that we can do to help ourselves or help the industry, again, is just very positive. And without radio hosts like yourselves, it wouldn't be as possible. So thank you.
You're welcome. You can come back anytime to rant anything about the business or to promote any coming shows. You're welcome to stop by Wrestling It Factor.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for taking the time, and I look forward to coming back real soon.
It's nice for you to stop by, and you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you too.
A wonderful night.
you too. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.
That was Naya, everybody. We're running out of time. This is Wayne Benitez on behalf of Wrestling It Factor, wishing y'all a good night. And you can listen to this archive on Wrestling It Factor group page on Facebook or at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling It Factor. Yeah, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later. I like it.